This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Hollywood writers hit the picket lines yesterday. The previous contract has now expired, and the union, the Writers Guild of America, has been negotiating with TV and film producers. Pay is the big thing. The wider entertainment industry ecosystem will feel this. For instance, Greater Atlanta is a center for filming. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has that.
This time of year is usually one of the busiest for companies that serve film and TV productions, like Atlanta Craft Services in Georgia. Founder Zach Abrams says his business, providing food on set, has figured out how to handle the annual onslaught.
We've built a pretty solid network of people that we can call on. If we do have like multiple productions, sometimes we end up having to turn business down.
Not this year. Abrams says most productions book 3 to 4 months ahead, but in the lead up to the writer's strike,
we've not had a whole lot of interest or inquiries in the services that we provide, I would say, really for the past few months.
Reality shows have been helping. Lego Masters wrapped a week and a half ago in the Atlanta area. And in Marietta, Georgia, Parks, Recreation, and Facilities Director Rich Buss says he's getting some calls about commercials, too.
I mean, there's a lot of good benefit to local folks in town who rent out parking lots for base camps and do things like that.
But an industry that brought $4.4 billion to the state of Georgia last year has been fairly quiet. Local merchants aren't getting the influx of customers that spend money in Marietta when production is happening. Buss says the city usually issues around 50 production permits each fiscal year. With just 2 months left,
I think we're at about 31 right now, so we're a little behind pace.
The last writer's strike 15 years ago lasted 100 days. I'm Lily Jamali for Marketplace.